Okay, first of all, it's interesting. Tonight in Eretz Yisrael, they begin saying the Saint Talmud Motor, because they begin from the 7th of Cheshvan. We don't begin until the beginning of December. But tonight in Eretz Yisrael, they stam derech agav. Okay, the next dinim in Kitzer is a dinim of basically what's called Hilchos Ishus, which means the laws of getting married. Okay? Now, the first mitzvah in the Torah is the mitzvah of pruvah. So therefore, there's an obligation on a man, by the way, to get married. Women are not mochiv in the mitzvah of pru urvu, because the Torah, when it speaks about pru urvu, when Hashem said to Adam and Rishon, pru urvu, umilu sa'aretz v'chiv shuha. Umilu sa'aretz and fill up the word, v'chiv shuha, and conquer it. So the Gemara says, Ish darke lichbeish, a man goes to war. Women in the time of the Gemara are not allowed to go to war, and even today they're not allowed to. But women are not allowed to be soldiers. So therefore, men, the Torah says, have the ability to conquer. That's what they do. Therefore, they have the mitzvah pru urvu. Women, their way is not to conquer places, so they're not mochiv in pru urvu. Nevertheless, there's a second mitzvah, not really a mitzvah, it's a pasuk in Nevi'im, that's a negative thing, that says, Leila tehu bara, elo l'shavas yitzara. Hashem did not create the world to be empty, void. Elo l'shavas yitzara, Hashem created the world to be civilized. That aspect of the mitzvah, pru urvu, women are obligated in. They don't have a mitzvah per se to get married, to have children like a man does. But it says also in Poskim that because without the woman, the man can't have a baby, so therefore she gets the schad, also approval, even though she's not actually obligated in the mitzvah approval. Now, the question is, all men are obligated in the mitzvah of bar mitzvah. 13. Why isn't a man mechuyev to get married at 13? Like, you have to put on tefillin 13. You have to do lulav and etzer. You have to do whatever. All the mitzvahs you have to do at 13. Why isn't a boy at 13 obligated to get married?
Because he can't afford it.
And later they could. Okay. So, the Poskim discuss two reasons. Number one, they actually write, because he has to learn Torah, and until 13, you're actually not, you know, learning Torah properly. And the same, other people say that the sperm is actually not developed properly until 18, and therefore, it's not worthwhile to get married because you wouldn't be able to have children properly anyway. Even though we learned in the Gemara that in Sanhedrin, kids 12 years old had, kids 8 years old had, kids, all the various different opinions. Okay, so now it says, so therefore, the mitzvah is when a person turns 18. When a man turns 18, he's mechuyev in the mitzvah getting married. But if he's learning Torah, so then there's a heter that he doesn't have to get married until later. But it says, even then, you shouldn't get married after 20. But nowadays, Poskim write that if you're learning Torah, you have a heter to continue learning. But, huh? Till they find the right shidduch. No, the sooner the better, yeah. Because, I mean, a person, or it says if he, let's say, doesn't feel he's not ready to do, he's not mature enough to get married, or, you know, it's a whole different thing. Or the mashal, the pus can bring down, they say they speak a shidduch for somebody, and then he decides to wait because he'll get a better shidduch. So then the Maram Sheik and others are right that then you can get, you could postpone it also because it's for a good reason, you know, to be mature. Okay, now there's a whole issue over here. I don't want to get into it too much. That, for instance, artificial insemination, in vitro fertilization, all those things, I just want to mention, I'm not getting into it because it's too complicated for a lot of reasons. But It's a very complicated halachic issue about doing artificial insemination. Now they don't do that so much anymore. They do basically in vitro fertilization. So then it's a lot of shilas and halacha has to be done under rabbinic supervision, very strong rabbinic supervision, because otherwise it could be a lot of shilas involved. Now, the question is a mamzer obligated to get married? Now, the din is, a mamzer, technically, can marry a lot of different types of people. A mamzer can't marry a regular, typical Jewish girl. But he can marry a convert, halachically. He can marry a mamzeres. He can marry a girl who's a mamzer. One second. So halachically, a mamzer can marry a mamzeres. A mamzer is allowed to marry a convert. Yeah. Yep. No, just to put up as I am. No, so the din is like this. Technically, they would be allowed to get married, but you don't. And that's why some poskim say he's not even obligated in getting married because his children are going to be mamzerim. Even though most poskim hold that if somebody gives birth to a mamzer, they fulfill the mitzvah puravu. Whatever, they're still doing it. One thing has nothing to do with the next. So, but the reason why, but technically, you should know, I don't know if it's done or not, but let's say you have an older mamzer with a mamzeres. They're not having any more, they can't have children. Technically, they would be allowed to get married to each other. Or a convert. They would be allowed to marry her because she's allowed to marry a mamzer. No, I'm saying Ivish Igiris. Proper Yiddish girl, I mean a guy should grow that converts properly according to Halacha, or a Mamzeris.
But the kids are Mamzer anyway.
The kids would be Mamzer, and therefore it says you don't do it because, like he says, Marba Mamzer and be Yisrael, but the Yavit told that you could, you are Makam the Mitzvah Peruvu. Even with a mamzer, so therefore he has a chiyuv to get married too. But again, the problem is Torah doesn't let him get married, so it's not his.
Mamzer is a child of a forbidden.
Mamzer, according to not according to Rabbi Kiva's opinion, but the halacha is a mamzer is a child born to relationship, which would be capital punishment. For instance. If a kohen marries a divorcee, he's not allowed to. Correct? If a kohen marries a divorcee, the child is not a kohen. He's a cholol, it's called. But the kid's not a mamzer. Okay? If the punishment or site, I mean, there's a lot of examples where it's only chai v'lavin, then it wouldn't be a mamzer. If a kohen marries women that he's not allowed to marry, you have to divorce, but again, it's not a mamzer because it's not capital punishment. So let's say either a married woman, Eishesish, or incest with a relative that would be halachically forbidden to do. Right? So then the kid would be a mamzer. Which, by the way, is a very big problem today because people get married and they don't get a proper get and then they remarry somebody else. So now the question is that kid a mamzer or not? So basically that, by the way, that's tons of shyness today, okay? So basically what Rabbanim try to do is basically show that the first wedding was not a kosher wedding. If it wasn't the kosher wedding, then they were never married, so she's not an Eishes Ish. If she's not an Eishes Ish, then the second time around, the guy didn't marry an Eishes Ish. But if it's a legitimate wedding, then it's a problem with the mamzer. There are issues with mamzerim today, big issue. Now, it's interesting, I'm not saying what Chabad opinion is, but many from rabbis today would not do a wedding of a person who's non-religious. Why not? Why wouldn't they do a wedding of somebody non-religious? Let them have a kosher chuppah. Because 50% of marriages statistically in America end up in divorce. If they're not religious, and you do a proper kosher chuppah, according to halacha, so she's an eishes ish, the probability of them getting a proper get is minimal, okay? Because if they're completely non, you know, so then they might get married. And then you're creating eishes ish with mamzer. If you don't do the wedding, and a non-religious rabbi, let's put it that way, does the wedding without kosher witnesses, without kosher anything, so then they were never halachically married. So then it's not a shal of a mamzer. It's not a shal of eishes ish. In fact, I had a question this week. This is somebody who's Chabad shliach is close to, and they're getting married. But the girl wants her uncle, as a conservative rabbi, to do the wedding. So the Chabad Shliach wants to know, should I make sure it's a kosher wedding? I can get kosher witnesses, make sure the ksuba is kosher. I could make it kosher. He'll do the wedding. I say, you shouldn't do it. Why? Because again, statistically, it might end up in a divorce. Later on, rabbis will say, who did your wedding? Who officiated at your wedding? Conservative rabbi or reform rabbi. That might probably doesn't do it according to halacha, right? But the wedding was kosher. But the rabbanim are going to hear that the conservative rabbi did the wedding, reform rabbi did the wedding, so it's not a kosher wedding. If it's not a kosher wedding, then when the woman remarries, it's not eishes ish, no mamzer, no nothing. So they told them, you either do it right or you're not involved.
Huh? What is the conservative rabbi doing?
He organizes the witness, the edim. But the bottom, no, the problem is later on, if she want to marry somebody else, she didn't have a get, yeah?
Yeah.
The rabbi is going to ask who did the wedding. What's she going to answer?
Both, no.
No, she's going to know who officiated the wedding.
Conservative rabbi.
They'll even look at the video of the wedding. They'll see a conservative rabbi doing it. No, as long as he's officiating.
What's officiating?
Running the wedding, you know, doing the whole thing.
The MC.
Not the MC. The MC. Rabbi doing the wedding.
You can refute.
Doing the Sidri Kedushin.
80-90% of the weddings that are officiated.
What? Not officially Orthodox weddings?
No,
not Orthodox. I'm talking about. Now, the only issue, by the way, halachically about mamzer is about the woman. Let's say a man had an Orthodox wedding. Yeah? And they didn't get a get. And he wants to remarry. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be a problem of a mamzer.
No,
because he can have a few wives. It's a problem with Chen and Ben Gershon. Ben Gershon said you can't have two wives. At least Ashkenazics can't. So then, it's not as bad. But for the wife, it's worse. Because she might be a real issue. What?
Didn't you say once that if, let's say, they didn't have a frum wedding, but if, you know, man and woman are living as known as husband and wife for a long time in a certain neighborhood,
if they're in a frum neighborhood, that two frum people, kosher witnesses, see them going into a house as husband and wife, it would also be an issue. But majority of times, that's not the reality. Yeah, no, when you deal with that, you do ask, were they living in a religious neighborhood?
Does in California have common law marriage? That is sick?
Common law marriage? No, every place has common law marriage. They have community property here.
Right.
No.
So after 6 months of living together, they're husband and wife?
Not halachically.
Civilly
they're married.
So you're saying halachically they need two people to...
Two witnesses.
To see them?
Either seeing the ring, okay, or if they have yichud in a home, so that's the kedusha through bia, officially. So that would also be a problem in the kashrus of the wedding. Says no, and Bichlal, a lot of from people will not do non-religious weddings because of it. It's a big problem in today's world that. Anyway, okay. Oh no. Anybody saying Kaddish? No.